Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As we promised you last week, we were going to bring Earl Williamson back, and we're going to talk about what's a civilization. But before we get started in that conversation, we're going to, again, talk about the debate that's coming up here in Missouri, and we're hoping that other states will follow a similar avenue to find out what your senators that are campaigning for your vote, what they intend to do to represent you. And this debate is including anyone who's running for senator here in the state of Missouri, and several have been invited, and some have said they're going to be coming. So we're going to talk about that just a little bit before we get started on a little bit of history. Earl, welcome back. Are you there, Earl?
Yes, ma'am.
There you are. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm awesome. If you're going to give me a choice, I'll take awesome every time.
Awesome is good. Awesome is good. Great and wonderful is what Derry Brownfield used to say. I'm just great and wonderful this morning. So, all right. Let's talk about the debate that's coming up a little bit. I know you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's beginning to come together. There's a federal Senate candidate debate April the 17th. At the Lamone Building in the halls at Hallsville Fairgrounds. That's 500 Highway 00, Hallsville, Missouri. And it's open to the public, no charge. It's sponsored by the Green Dragon Gazette. And the doors will open at 5. The debate starts at 7. We'll run to 9 or 9:30. Doors stay open till about 11 or so, so the candidates and the public can mix before and after. All candidates have been invited, regardless of party, and will be given equal opportunity to answer questions, both from the Green Dragon and from the audience. And a straw poll of those in attendance will be taken at the conclusion. The host will be Gary Noland, and security will be provided, and the Hallsville Boy Scout Troop 13 will handle the cash-only concessions. So we've got some of this stuff pretty well covered, I think.
That sounds pretty good. And we have a panel of judges. I'm going to be on that. I'm getting a little nervous about that. It's going to be a panel of judges. And so we're going to be, I'm just one of those. Who are some of the other judges?
Let's see. There's Bob Jones. He's a professor of ethics. There's Cynthia Davis, a past representative for the state of Missouri.
Good gal.
Ike Skelton, and a fellow by the name of James Coyne.
Okay. I know I've met Cynthia. I've met Bob Jones. I know myself. I know Ike Skelton very well. And I guess I will meet James Coyne.
Yes, he's going to be a delight.
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow afternoon on the phone. He and I are going to... We're going to plot and plan a little bit. But anyway, we're going to talk tomorrow on the phone. He's going to kind of we're just going to visit a little bit about this. But were you going to get the judges together? I'm just going to ask that right on the air to meet beforehand so we can kind of get schooled up as to what you really want out of us.
Well, I have actually turned that over into the hands of James.
Okay. But, so that's probably why he wanted to talk to me.
Yes. There's a reason for this. In terms of the judges, I want the judges to have their say in things, and we're not going to ignore that people have their own thoughts, opinions, and biases. So judges will be able to render, I believe, two decisions. One is on style, you know, somebody did a really great job performance-wise and so forth. And then the other would be, who they thought presented the best content. But I'm going to let the judges work that out, and I'm taking my hands off of that and turning that over to James.
All right. And we have let's see, you gave me a list, and I had that here in front of me. I had it marked up.
Oh.
As to who's, here it is, as to who's coming, and I noticed two, I don't know everybody that's running, but I noticed two that aren't there, because I interviewed Tony Minetti, and he's not on that list, so we need to give him a holler. And,
well, Mr. Minetti's campaign did contact us, and he will physically be out of the state.
Oh, he's not going to be around. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Okay.
His campaign manager said that she was going to be bringing a table, and I think written answers to the questions that were presented.
All right.
And,
so he is going to be represented. And then I noticed Claire McCaskill's not on there.
Well, I have heard not back anything from Claire. As a matter of fact, I've heard back only from 11 candidates on the registered mailing. They do not have to pick up their mail for 15 days. But I've got answers back from 11.
Yeah, we have Christina Smith, Christy Nichols, Bradley Krims, Cortland Sykes, Lieutenant Colonel David Faust, and Joe Crane.
Yes.
Those are what I have here. Okay.
And Peter Pfeiffer.
I don't have that one on this list. Say that again.
Pfeiffer was a last-second addition on the state webpage just before it closed. So we have Peter Pfeiffer, who will be in attendance, Joe Crane, Lieutenant Colonel Faust, Cortland Sykes, Bradley Krims, Christy Nichols, and Christina Smith have all said yes.
All right. Some of those are Republicans. Some of them are Democrats.
And one is a Green.
And one is a Green candidate. All right.
Yeah, we're
covering it.
Hey, we asked them all. We'd love to have all.
Absolutely.
So,
but
anyway.
I'm fairly certain Claire's not going to show up. I'm just saying.
Well, as more and more line up to do this, it's going to be harder and harder for her to say no.
But, yeah.
Look, if they don't want to be here, that's on them, and that's fine. You know?
Well, I'm just going to.
I'm not their mother.
But you are the voter, and we are their boss. Although they don't look at it that way. Now, getting back to what is a civilization, I'm going to come back to that because I feel as though we are back in a place where we really don't have representation. And if we don't, and I'm just as guilty as the next person, if we don't take advantage of opportunities like this debate coming up, and then we go to the polls and we say, I don't know who to vote for. That's our fault.
Well, I understand and concur. And the questions that we ask need to be important. They need
yes.
to be fundamental questions.
Yes.
Which is why the questions that were sent to the candidates, you know, are so important. They dealt with the judicial.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is something that we started last week. You know, when you talk about the English-speaking culture, and we start with Alfred the Great around 800 AD, Alfred did tremendous things. He's the only king of England to have the title Great. He did it. He earned it. Okay? But two things stand out for us. And that is that first, he converted the attacking Viking kings to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And in one stroke, he converted enemies into allies and helped establish Christianity across the aisle. And that has made a difference in how women are treated. The fact that slavery has been abolished in great swathes of the world, actually, for at least a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave us something that we use still today, and that is trial by jury. And with trial by jury, the common man and woman have something to say about what is right and wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, that goes back to Churchill's definition.
We're headed into a break, Earl, so hang on. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Earl Williamson. What is a civilization? This is a history of governance, of people, and how we come to be here in the United States of America. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Earl and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're having a little history lesson, and I think it's always good to go back and explore and see what our history was, not just here, but before. Now, my listeners have heard Chris Ann Hall before. He's a constitutional attorney, a lawyer, and she she mentions that, you know, our founding fathers didn't just make this stuff up. It came from past experiences and other documents that they had witnessed and experienced. And that's basically what you're having here in this, what is a civilization?
Okay.
When I read further here, and like I was saying in the first segment of the show, I believe that we no longer have representation for the most part here in the United States of America. We elect people, but they don't seem to represent us. They get all kinds of pressure from lobbying, and I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. So I might be a little prejudiced as a judge because I've seen some of the things they've promised and I've seen some of the things they've done or not done. And when you go back and you read the Declaration of Independence, and you see what the grievances were from our founding fathers, and you see what we're going through today, it is so parallel. The wording might be different, the technology might be different, but the infringements are basically the same. And so I always think it's real interesting to go back and look at history, because if we don't go back and look at history, we can't figure out where we came from or where we're going. And right now there's a war against history in this nation. They're taking down another statue. This happens to be of a president of the United States. Because of something he had done that offended another part of the nation. It goes on and on and on. And when is it going to stop? Till we have no history left and we're just little wanderers in this land and we have no clue of who we are or where we came from. So,
and with that, it becomes easy to manipulate us, to manufacture a false narrative of what actually happened, you know, rather than looking at what really did. Our founding fathers were pretty amazing. They were creating a new government, but they did their homework. They studied all the forms of government that they could get their hands on, and there were a lot of them that had been around. There had been democracy, there had been theocracy, there had been
dictatorships.
Well, dictatorships, kingships, you know, the monarchies. And they looked at all of it. And the republic is the one that they chose because it was the most stable and had the chance of lasting the longest if you could keep it.
Which relies on the people. Because in a republic,
with the last of, you know, I hate to say this, but in 1913, I think we lost the republic. We became an effective democracy.
Mm.
And since democracies do not last more than 200 years, they're always a tyranny of the majority. Mm-hmm. And they always, always end violently. I'm hoping we can actually change some history here.
You know, that would be wonderful.
Well, it would be an act of God, but I'd take that.
I'd take him any time over what we've been seeing. Well, what we're witnessing in this nation is a total chaos and confusion, which is what democracy is. We've got mob rule. Everybody's mad about their candidate not getting elected, and she's still out pouting and complaining to the point we're almost feeling sorry for her. And almost.
Well, I hope she keeps going because I have no problems. She can do all of that that she wants. I mean, she has the right to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I will back her right to do that.
I'll also turn it off.
Yeah, that's the advantage of the radio and the TV. You can turn it off.
But going back to what we're witnessing today is a turmoil within this nation. There are those, and Hillary Clinton is one of those, that didn't want to see any borders. They want a North American Union. And nobody's saying that out loud, but that's really what they want, a borderless continent here. And I can see where that's going to go really bad, really quick. The Democrat Party is in an uproar over adding or bringing back the question on the census. And I think there's a lot of questions on the census that should not be there. But whether you're a citizen or not is not one of those. I think it should be there. I don't see a problem with that. If they're going to lie, they're going to lie anyway. But I don't have a problem with them putting that back on the census.
Well, here, if you're going to use the census to determine your political district, and a quarter of your population is not here properly.
Or not just not citizens. I mean, they might be here legally, but they're still not citizens with the right to vote.
Yeah, they're not citizens. Okay. So if 25%, now, that region is disproportionately represented as opposed to a district where maybe only 5% are not citizens. That's one of the problems we have with this.
Well, and it goes back to the Founding Fathers. I want to get back into your paper here that you wrote, What is Civilization? And the Founding Fathers were upset, the colonists, because they were loyal to the king. They were loyal to their mother's country.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden things were shifting, and they had no say over anything. It was like they were just slaves in this land and serfs.
They became the enemy.
They became the enemy. They became the enemy.
The crown made them the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It treated Englishmen, loyal Englishman, and that's something that people don't understand. Englishmen understood that they had rights. Their ancestors had fought for these things, bled for them, and died to give them freedoms. Like our Bill of Rights didn't just spring out of the side of somebody's head. You know, no, that happened actually because of the bishops' wars in England. And when the Catholic Church and the English Church, well, because the king became not Catholic, that was Henry VIII, a following king tried to force a new form of worship on what was essentially Protestant Scots. And the Scots really resented this. They actually raised an army, and the king needed to raise an army and call together Parliament, which he had not done for 10 to 12 years. He had been ignoring his people, sounds like a lot of our representatives today, and he wanted to raise money for an army, and the Parliament wanted to talk with the king about all the things that they had arguments with him about, and they didn't care about a war with the Scots. They had no desire for it. So the king shut down the Parliament, raised money by nefarious means, raised an army, fought the Scots and lost, and now he was really in tough shape. So he sued for peace. The Scots kind of got what they wanted, and then he called another Parliament in, and the Scots actually didn't get what they wanted. There was confusion. They raised an army immediately. They were not going to put up with this, and the king had to raise another army, and again, he went broke doing it and lost. So the Long Parliament came and bailed the king out, but four things were granted to that Parliament that survive today. And what happened was the king was no longer allowed to house or quarter troops in private homes.
Yeah.
There was no taxation without approval of the Parliament. The king just couldn't tax you. He had to get it approved through Parliament. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. And the House is supposed to take care of the purse. And I don't know what size that purse is. They're not taking care of it very good. We're headed into a break. I want to pick it up where you are right there when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Earl Williamson. What is civilization? And we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at cscTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Earl Williamson. Before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind everyone that if you're looking for an event where ideas turn into discussions, which lead to action, and then I want you to join us. The Range Rights and Resource Symposium is having their third annual symposium, and that's coming up April 20th and 21st. And their topic is Farmers Feed the World. We're taking a look at the issues which impact Americans, from our food, our water, to government overreach, and that is not just rural America, but I believe rural America is the foundation of that. It's 2 full days of information mixed with a healthy dose of networking and friendship. There's going to be all kinds of folks there. The speakers include John Duarte, Ammon Bundy, Trent Luce will be the MC, Kimberly Fletcher, Brian Hyde, and yours truly will be there, as well as others. Mrs. Lucas is going to be speaking as well of Lucas Oil, and you know they are the ones that help protect the harvest. It is going to be in Modesto, California, at the Modesto Junior College. You want to get your tickets. It's only $75 for the 2 days. That includes your food in both days of sessions. You're going to meet people, and you're going to have a good time, and you're going to get excited. And you might get a little angry every once in a while when you hear of some of the things that have happened to certain Americans across this nation. Go to rangerights.com. That's what you need to do in order to get your tickets and to get signed up. Rangerights.com. They're also going to have live streaming, and that's where you will find that at rangerights.com. I will be speaking on the second day right after lunch. They're going to make me wake everybody up after they've had a nice cozy lunch, and I'm looking forward to that challenge. So I want to see you there. I hope to meet you there, and I hope you get all excited about this. Rangerights.com is where you need to go. Earl, we were left in a religious battle when we went to the break. I wanted to add to that piece of history that in the Citizens Rule Book that I have, it tells some of the history of what took place. And the great speech that we like to remember, give me liberty or give me death,
Patrick Henry,
was given after he watched a man being whipped. And the man died of his beating, and he asked, what did this man do? He refused, he was a minister, and he refused to take a license from the king. It was all about doing the bidding of the king. You had to follow the denomination, the religion of the king. You couldn't waver from that. And so it was about freedom of religion, even though people try to say it was not. There was a great deal about freedom of religion.
All right. And that leads us to something that's extremely interesting. In my mind, shows the hand of God at work.
Mm-hmm.
When the colonies were set up, the king was petitioned by various groups that were pretty much a religious thorn in his side. You know, the Protestants, the Puritans, the Quakers, some of these others. And when the pilgrims came, they had a charter from the king that allowed them a certain amount of self-rule because they were so far away.
Mm-hmm.
So the king granted them self-rule as long as they remained loyal to the crown and being Englishmen and understanding their rights, because by that time the English Bill of Rights had been produced. Now, if you look at that, I mean, that was done, oh, I forget, 1860-something, and these folks understood them. I take that back. 1689, the English Bill of Rights came into existence. And our founding fathers were Englishmen. They understood these. They understood their history. And when they came to this world, they continued to be loyal Englishmen and applied to them the same rights as any other Englishman. Just because they lived outside of the island didn't mean that they weren't Englishmen. But as 200 years or so went by, this began to change. And when the colonies were set up, going back, there were colonies that were granted rights of self-control. There were proprietary colonies where they were set up by a company. And then there were royal colonies that were established by the king, and he appointed the governors and all that.
Well, yes. The governors.
And as proprietary colonies got wealthy, the king, and you have to understand it's the descendants of the original king, became greedy. So they would simply not renew the charter for the company, and the charter colony would become a royal colony, and the king was now appointing the governor where the citizenry had some change in it.
Let me point out, when he appoints these, there's no longer any representation. The people have no say in their governing. They have no say in what's going on.
No.
None whatsoever.
The parliament was only for Englishmen who resided in Great Britain.
So let me put this... the stubborn American way, because I've been here a long time now. You think about how the first settlers of this continent came across here in the United States of America. It wasn't that at that time. So they're going into a land they do not own. They do not know of. They're explorers. And here they come. And then later on, here comes some more people that are, they're looking for a new opportunity. They're looking for freedom of religion. And they have established this land. And here we go down several generations. And now they have a king that they've never seen that claims he owns this land and he owns them and he's going to tax them and he's going to tell them what they can do in church or outside of church. And I could see the frustration of what the people would be going through. Now, that's just simply, I'm putting it very simplistically. But when you stop and think about it, they came over here and they had been here for several generations. And the king is taking control more and more all the time. Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
All right.
And the taxes are going up without any of their say. And they keep petitioning the king to simply honor the original compact. Honor the deal. We were honoring the deal. You honor the deal. And the king refused to. As a matter of fact, he used the parliament to do the things that he wouldn't personally do because it would technically break the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But he continued to allow the parliament to continue to abuse the colonials. And that's what the English thought of them at that time. The Englishmen no longer considered colonial Englishmen as Englishmen. They were colonials.
Oh. You know, I want to stop here in just a second. I'm a movie buff at times. I'm not real good, but I'm a movie buff. And when you watch the movie The Patriot, and they're trying to talk him into fighting, the Patriot. He doesn't want to fight. And they call him in there because they know he's a great warrior. He had been in several wars, and he was a great fighter. All he wanted to do was raise his family. He didn't want any part of that anymore. And he makes the statement, and I'm thinking about where we are right now, because I call what D.C. is king government, because they are an established government. They act as if they can dictate over us, and they are doing things without representing us, really and truly. But he made the statement, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? And I believe that's where we are with the bureaucracy that is dictating over us now. And bureaucracy is taxation without representation. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome. If you'd like to chime in on this history lesson, 877-895-5410. And Earl and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth M. We're talking about what is civilization. And I don't know if we're really answering that question as per se, just giving it a sentence as a definition, but we're going through history of people and other countries and other nations in the past and where we, how we came to be here in the United States of America. When we went to the break, I was quoting the Patriot. Now, the Patriot is loosely based off of two individuals that fought in the Revolutionary War. One was Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, and the other one was Thomas Sumter, General. They're both Brigadier Generals. Thomas Sumter, which was the Gamecock. They didn't particularly like each other a lot because they had the same personalities, I think. They were both kind of stubborn and tough,
they were A personalities.
They were definitely A personalities. But Thomas Sumter refused to fight. He was not going to fight in the Revolutionary War. And the British thought he was. And they wanted to make sure he wasn't going to fight. So they went and they burned his house down. So I find it very interesting that in the Patriot, now in reality, Thomas Sumter only had one child. But I found it interesting in the Patriot that they did come in and they burned his house down. And that is what happened in reality to the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter. And at that point in time, in the movie, they say, you created this ghost. And that is exactly what they did. He was not going to fight. They made him a little angry, and he was pretty upset with them. So Francis Marion and Thomas Sumter, they were the ones that helped manipulate the troops. And they went, you know, they were kind of like guerrilla warfare of the day, you know, and they had the farmers and those who were fighting with them. They weren't the regulars. And they were very instrumental. In fact, without them, we would not have won that Revolutionary War.
Well, there is so much about that that's amazing. If you go back, the king knew that the colonies would never unite. He just knew it.
Yep.
It was a hardcore fact. Each colony had essentially been set up as a place where certain religious groups could practice freely. And the Quakers couldn't stand the Congregationalists, who couldn't stand the Puritans, who couldn't stand the, you know.
I'm thinking about where we are today.
Everybody was at everybody else, and the Catholics. Oh, my, everybody hated the Catholics. So each colony pretty much had its own state religion, and doing business was complicated. Mm-hmm. But when the colonials began to get together, and John Adams was asked to give a prayer at this congressional meeting, he stopped and looked across the room and found the people that were the farthest away from him religiously and said no. He said, but I would hear a prayer from that man, and pointed to one of them, whereupon a prayer was produced, and then everybody sat down with their Bibles, and they spent the next hour going over and finally realizing that they had much, much, much more in common
than they did have
than they had dividing them. And that was one of those watershed moments that is not talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that Washington was able to keep an army together and not lose the army allowed the conditions to continue for 7 years until finally, you know, military successes could come in such a way that the English couldn't afford to keep playing with the Americans anymore.
And that's exactly how they looked at it. You know, we're just done with these people. And it is amazing, and we know that God had a hand in it. And people want to deny that today. But he did have a hand in it. We know that he did. And no, all the founding fathers were not saints. and we know that they had a plan for this nation. And we have strayed from that. We can see that right now. But that is the nature of man. It is the nature of man. And we're going to run out of time here again, Earl. I'm going to let's go all the way to the end here. I had several things that I wanted to, that I put little stars by because they meant so much to me when I was reading them. It says
you did enjoy it.
I did. Oh, absolutely. I love this. I mean, when I'm talking about Thomas Sumter, I perk up because that's my maiden name.
Okay.
So I am told to be, that I'm said, it is said that I am the fifth. He's my fifth great uncle. He's not a grandfather. He's a fifth great uncle. He changed the spelling of his last name. Mine has a P in it, Sumpter.
Uh-huh.
He took the P out because it was the English spelling, and he was angry at the English. He's a little bit of a stubborn man. I don't know where I get that.
Well,
anyway,
my Williamson is Dutch, out of the New Amsterdam colony.
So we've both been here a while.
And being Dutch, we didn't really want to be taken over by the English, but we had to, and when that happened, the sons of William Van Westervelt, I think it was, became sons of William, or Williamson, as it was anglicized, and my Williamson was with Ethan Allen at Ticonderoga.
Hmm.
Another family served with General Washington on the Rowe side, Captain Nathaniel Rowe.
You know, we could just sit and talk about this all day, but I've only got a one-hour show. I'm almost out of time, and I want to make a point here in the last paragraph. The heritage that you have simply because you speak English is one of freedom, checks to power, and individual rights. It does not come from your DNA nor from the color of your skin. It comes from many generations of people who have fought, bled, and died to secure those rights for you and pass them on to you. It requires a people not to forget that their rights come from God and that government is meant to protect those rights for us. Government cannot give us those rights as they are ours already. Your individual freedom comes with the responsibility to defend those things for all. Think of the Pledge of Allegiance, he says. The words, and justice for all, says it all. If there is injustice for any one person in this society, then there can be injustice for everyone. They want to remove God. We're almost out of time, Earl. I just apologize for that. They want to remove God. And if they remove God from this nation, no one knows that those rights are already theirs, given to them by God. Thank you, Earl, for all that you do. We'll keep in touch. Appreciate this writing. I can't wait for it to go into publication. I appreciate everything that you did. I know you put a lot of time into that. Thank you, Earl. And we will be seeing you.
Those who ask.
I will. April 17th, in your state of Missouri, we're going to have the Senate debate. And it's going to be a lot of fun and a new experience for Beth. And I hope to see all those here from Missouri to be there. And those who are outside of Missouri, you need to get your own debate together so you know your candidates, hold them accountable, and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.